So, today I want to talk to you about the message that I have, what I'm going to tell you. This is really important. I hope you're paying attention. Make a note. God created you to be loved. God created you to be loved. God is love, and God's love is pouring out all the time. Now think about this. So he needed to create someone that was equal with him to love, because this love is always pouring out. And so he created you, and he created you in his own image. In the image of God you were created, male and female you were created, so that he could love you. Now his love could take care of you. Because when you love somebody, you care for them. When you love somebody, you protect them. When you love somebody, you provide for them. When you love somebody, you want them to be healed and healthy and happy and to have the greatest life ever. And this is why God created us. He created us so that we could be loved. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is an amazing thing. When you begin to, and this is a revelation that you want to get on the inside. Because I know right now you're hearing what I'm saying. But I want you to take some time with God and meditate on this. And really get the revelation on the inside in your heart about what this means for you. What does it mean if I was created to be loved by God? What does that mean about everything that I think about the world or everything that I believe? If you get a revelation of this, your life will change because your purpose will change. Your reason for being here changes. This is an amazing insight, but we got to get that revelation on the inside of us. We need to meditate on it with God and speak to him about it and really see it clearly. Now, in the beginning, God was walking with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He was there in their presence. He was loving them, and he was providing for them, and he was protecting them. This is what he is love. This is what love does. And this is how it was pouring out of him. And then we got separated from God. And when that separation happened, now we were in darkness. But the darkness had to bring us back into the light in order to love us again. In order to, now they call it the ministry of reconciliation. This is what it's all about. This is what God is only concerned about. Reconciliation. Getting back together with us. Why? So he can love us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The whole reason that God came and walked on the earth as Jesus was to get closer to us again, to give a doorway now that we could step out of the darkness into the light. So that now that once we step into the light, now God can come into our lives again and do what he always willed to do, which is love you.
Amen.
God just wants to love you. God just wants to love you, pour out his love upon you in so many ways. He wants you to have a happy life, a great life, an amazing life, a fantastic life, a healed life, a prosperous life. Why? Because he loves you. That's why he created you. And he just wants to keep loving you. He just wants to keep sharing what he has, because that's what love does. It just gives and it gives and it gives and it shares. And it just keeps wanting to do more and more and more for you. And since God is love, that's what he is doing for you each and every day.
Amen.
And once we have received Jesus into our heart, when we say, Jesus, come into my heart, now the whole assignment or the whole mission of reconciliation happens. We are brought out of the darkness into the light the minute we receive Jesus in our hearts. We become citizens of heaven. That means our spirit now is in heaven right now, even as our body is here. We are citizens of heaven. And at the same time, the Spirit of God comes into our heart. So now he dwells inside of us. So now he is dwelling in us and we are dwelling in him. We begin to be intertwined now. See, in the beginning with Adam and Eve, When they separated and did their own thing, they stepped into darkness, and now they couldn't get back out of the darkness. And now God, he couldn't go into the darkness because he would have destroyed them. Just the same as if the sun approached, got too close to us, we would be incinerated. God didn't want to do that because he loved us, so he had to find a way, how can I get back together with them so that I can love them, because that's what I want to do. That's all I wanted to do. That's the whole reason I created you, was to love you. So he came up with the whole ministry of reconciliation, where he came into the flesh so that he wouldn't destroy us and he could walk with us. And in doing that, he opened the way for now us to step out of the darkness into the light. And now he has created it in such a way that his spirit dwells in us and we dwell in him, and now we're intertwined. And what that means, being intertwined, is it means that we are becoming more and more and more, we are becoming pure love. So that, and now we cannot be separated from God. Say amen to this.
Amen.
This is another one of those things that I want you this week. This is your homework. I want you to go throughout the week pondering and thinking about this, that you cannot be separated from God. That you cannot be separated from God. Meditate on this. Speak to God about this. Get revelation about this. Let it roll around in your head. Repeat it again and again if you have to. Get it to the point where the only thing you know is that you cannot be separated from God. And what that means is, if you can't be separated from God, then God is continually loving you. God is continually providing for you. God is continually healing you. God is continually in your life at all times, in all ways, no matter what.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's go down here and read something that Paul wrote, Paul the Apostle. And this sums it up pretty good. Now, get a hold of this revelation. Get a hold of this in your heart. Listen to this carefully. Listen to what he says. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Paul is saying that nothing can separate us. Well, I'm telling you, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate us from God. God has created the ministry of reconciliation, but this time, when we come together with God, we are intertwined with him, and there is nothing that can separate us at all. That means we can now always receive the love, always receive the blessing, always receive everything that God wants to pour out upon our lives. We cannot be separated. I love the way Paul says this. This is powerful. Go to Romans 8:37 and read this a few times this week. Go over it. Meditate on it. Let it be in your heart. Let it be in your mind. And know that this is the truth. You cannot be separated from God. There is nothing that can separate you from God. And the more you get this revelation that you cannot be separated from God, the more you will feel and see and experience the presence of God in your life. The more you will see the miracles and the wonders of God in your life. The more you will be a part of the kingdom of God and be manifesting the kingdom of God upon this earth and in your life. Everywhere you go will become the Garden of Eden, because God is with you and you cannot be separated from God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Jesus says it another way. Here Jesus is talking about, and this is the interesting thing, because we also, this is an additional point that I want to make here in our relationships. Listen to what he's talking about, our relationships. He says, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
Amen.
Here again, this last point, let me read that again. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. he is really saying, because as I was meditating on this verse, that part stuck out to me. I began to talk to God about it and meditate on it. And he gave revelation. And what really is being said there is that what God has joined together, nobody can separate. It's not that they have a chance. They cannot separate you. That means first we come together with God and we get intertwined with Him, and then He brings us together with a partner, and what God has joined together, again, you get intertwined. See, He's saying there's no longer two, but now you're one. Why is that? Because you get intertwined. You get joined together. There's no separating it now. And there's nothing that can separate you. There is nothing that can separate you from God, and there's nothing that can separate you from your partner once God has put it together. You cannot be separated. Now, this is the importance of why we need to renew our mind through the Word of God. We need to see this very clearly, because in our minds, we can believe that we are separated. We can believe that in our minds that we are separate from God when a feeling comes upon us that God is distant. Oh, God is far away. And then we begin to believe, and it's an illusion. We begin to believe this illusion that God is far away, and now we start to feel sad, we start to feel lonely, we start to feel like we are separated. And the truth is, you cannot be separated from God. That is an illusion. So you need to renew your mind to not believe the illusions. Don't believe the truth. See, once you start, if you let your mind separate you from God, you're not separated. You're only separated in your mind. You got that? You're only separated in your mind. You're not separated from God. And it's the same with your partner, because quite often there are forces of darkness, rulers of darkness, trying to get this illusion into our mind that we are separated from our partner. That something is going on. And I've had times like this where Liza has said something and I got upset and I was feeling hurt. And now I started to feel a little bit of anger. And then I started to feel like she's upset with me. And then I started to feel like we were getting more and more distant apart, that now we're not communicating clearly. And the truth is, we were not separated, because it says right here that we cannot be separated. And when God gave me this revelation, what I began to do now was spend time. When I would notice there was sort of a separation there, the separation was in my mind, I began to see. And as I meditated on the truth is the Word of God, as I meditated on this, that I cannot be separated, guess what? The illusion vanished. Amen. The illusion that was trying to convince me that there was some sort of separation between me and Liza, or me and God, as I meditated on the truth, the Word of God, it no longer had any power, and it vanished like a cloud. Amen?
Amen.
This is why I'm saying this week your homework is to get the revelation that you cannot be separated from God, and get the revelation that you were created to be loved. And meditate on this and let it roll around in you and think about it. And that's all you should be on your mind this week. Let that be there when you're working. Let that be when you're driving. Let that be when you're speaking to someone else. Speak about how you can't be separated, how God has intertwined you, how you're intertwined with your partner. Let that revelation come to the surface and be a part of you. Because when that happens now, there is nothing in your mind even that can separate you. Because you're only separated in your mind. And we don't want that. We want to renew our minds to the Word of God, so that our minds are thinking the thoughts of God, so that we know there is no way, there's no height, there's no depth, there's no present, there's no past, there's no thing created that can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to see this very clearly, that we are joined and intertwined in all ways with God. Now, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, just when he gave up his spirit, we have a little thing that talks about here. This is in Matthew chapter 27. And here it says, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit." He's on the cross right now. He yields up his spirit. In other words, he dies. "And then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." That's the first thing it says. "Then the veil in the temple was torn in two." Now, the temple, that Jewish temple or synagogue, is a representation of how God is, how the kingdom of God works, and how our relationship to God is. And the reason is that the moment that Jesus went through all this suffering and took all these things upon himself and now dies, in other words, he is taking upon himself all the things that belong to us. belong to you. Taking on all the pain, all the mistakes, all the illusions. He is taking that all upon himself. The sins, the iniquities is another way they say that. And now when he takes it upon himself, when he pays the price, death, when he goes through that, now he has the chance to reconcile us with God. There is no longer a curtain. That veil that was there in the temple, that veil separated all the people. Nobody went behind that veil, because behind that veil was the Holy of Holies. That represented the very place where God was. And the veil was showing that nobody could come into that presence of God, because if they came into the presence of God, they would be destroyed. And they would, so you couldn't be with God. Only one priest, once a year, after he was sanctified and cleansed, could go behind that veil. It was only on one day. The rest of the time, nobody went back there, meaning nobody came into the presence of God. All right? But once Jesus came down, fulfilled all the scripture, fulfilled all the commandments, all the laws, that veil was ripped in two. At the very moment that he gave up his spirit, that veil was ripped in two. And that was saying there's no longer walls, there's no longer barriers, there's no longer curtains, there's no longer illusions, there's no longer falsities that can separate us from God and the love of God. Amen. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God because of the work that God did when he came down and walked on the earth as Jesus. He ripped that thing. He ripped all barriers. And that veil was just a representation of this separation between God, the presence of God, and us. And now it's ripped in two. It's torn apart. There's nothing that can stand between you and God. There's nothing that can stand between the love of God and you. God created you to love you. He wanted to love you in so many ways, and now there's nothing stopping that love from coming into your life. There's nothing stopping that love from manifesting in your life. Now, some people believe they're not loved. Now, they might have already received Jesus into their heart, but if you have a belief that you're not loved, that's a false belief. That's an illusion. You need to renew your mind to the truth, because God loved you. He created you to love you, and he's loving you all the time. Some people believe they're unlovable. They're not good enough to love. Again, that's an illusion. That's a false thought that you need to cast out of your mind. You need to renew your mind to the truth of God, that God is love. And you were reconciled to God so he can love you. He ripped that barrier in half so there would be nothing separating you anymore from the love of God.
Amen.
Amen? So receive this revelation. Because if we're believing that we're not loved, then we have separated ourselves in our mind, which is funny. You think about it. I'm saying you're not separated from God. You're still one with God. But in your mind, you believe that you're separated. See, in our minds, we believe, oh, God is angry at us, or that our partner is angry at us. In our minds, we believe that there's some sort of problem, that we're distant from that partner of ours, or we're distant from God. And at times, it feels like that, but it's an illusion. It's an illusion that's being spun to make you feel like that so that you separate yourself in your mind. You're not separated in your heart. You're still in the kingdom of God, your spirit. God, the Spirit of God, is still in you when you've invited Jesus into your heart. You guys are still intertwined. So don't let your mind separate you, or the illusions that are trying to be in your mind separate you from the good things of God. Because when our mind is separated like that, now we can't walk in the enjoyment of the love of God. We can't walk in the joy of God. We can't walk in the blessing of God. God has poured it out for all of us, and he has given it to us. But if we've separated ourselves from God in our mind, we can't enjoy it. We can't use it. We can't benefit from it. And God loves us so much that he wants us to enjoy it. He wants us to have a great life. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be feeling amazing. So we've got to renew our minds to know that we cannot be separated from God, that we were created for love, and that God did everything so there would be no veil between us anymore, but that his presence and our presence can be one. We become one flesh. God becomes a part of us. We become a part of God. Same with your partner. You cannot be separated in that. You need to get revelation on this, though. You need to meditate on this. You need to focus on this and let God open and reveal to you the truth of this. as this week goes along. This is really amazing stuff. Let me read again what Paul said, because it's powerful. It's powerful. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that in neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you. That means nothing can separate you from the promises of God, which were fulfilled through the works of Jesus. Nothing can separate you from the blessing of God, which he poured out upon you from the very day that he created and said, be blessed. Nothing can separate you from that. And here's something else we can take a look at in 1 John. Listen to what it says in 1 John. This is John the disciple. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Because you've been reconciled back with God, you now have a supernatural power. You have a greater power than the things in the world, the natural things. And because you have that power within you, it is great enough to overcome any obstacle out there in the world. And you can't be separated from that power. Say amen to that. Think about that. You cannot be separated from this power that's inside of you that's greater than anything out there in the world. This power inside of you, the power of God, which you have been filled with, is greater than any sickness or disease. This power that's within you that you can't be separated from is greater than any poverty or any economic disaster of any kind.
Amen.
This power inside of you is greater than any storm, earthquake, tornado, or hurricane. You have the power to defeat it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This power which you cannot be separated from at any time by anything ever, this power that's within you, the power of God, is greater than anything that you come across in the world. There is no person, there is no event, there is nothing that can defeat you, because you have a greater power in you in the name of Jesus to overcome all things.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how much God loves you. God loved you so much that he gave you the authority and the power to walk upon this earth in the blessing. Why? Because he wanted to love you. And because he's pouring out his love upon you, he wants you to receive that. He has already given it all. And when we get the revelation that we can't be separated from God, you're not separated from heaven. And if you're not separated from heaven, and you're not separated from God, and you're not separated from your partner, then you're not separated from the blessing, and you're not separated from the health. You can never be separated from the health. You can never be separated from the blessing. You can never be separated from your partner. You can never be separated from any of those people that are in the kingdom of God, those people that have received Jesus in their heart. You can't be separated from them either.
Amen.
So you are all there as one. You are there in this blessed place, being loved, with God's love pouring out of you in so many ways. Why did God create you? He created you to love you.
Amen.
He created you to love you. This is the power that God has given us. The most important thing that God, mission that God has, is the ministry of reconciliation. What is this all about here at Golden Heart? What is everything that we're talking about? We're talking about reconciliation. We're talking about bringing people back together with God. Now, it's not just about you. Because once you have received God and you are one with God, he asks you to go out and help other people. Because God doesn't just love a few of us. God loves all of us. That means every single person upon the face of this earth, God loves. God has the same kind of love for them that he does for you. He has the same plan as well, that he wants to reconcile with them. Why? So he can love them. And so once we have received the reconciliation and we have been joined back together with God and we are filled with the Spirit and we have power over all the things of the earth, now we go out into the world and we help other people to have the same revelation that God loves them and that God wants to be with them and God wants to pour out his blessing and his love upon them, and that once they have received that, they cannot be separated from God in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
This is your mission. This is your mission, that once you have the revelation that you can't be separated up in the world from God, you can't be separated from Him, but you're one with Him, and nothing in the world can separate you, that you now go out into the world and you share that good news. The good news that you're loved. How many people do you know that are out there in the world that you've heard say, I'm not loved. Nobody loves me. I'm unlovable. I just can't find love. I can't find love. I've looked for it everywhere and I can't find it. I can't find a good partner. How many people do you know like that that talk about how they feel lonely and how they feel lost and how they feel like they just don't have the strength and they don't have the power and they feel like they're victims in life? And why do they feel like that? They feel like that because they know the same thing that you know and that you knew before you received Jesus. Something's missing. Something's missing inside of them. Something is missing and they feel an emptiness. Have you ever been lost for even a moment with your, maybe when you were a kid, you went somewhere to a store or something, and maybe even for just a moment you lost sight of your parents and you didn't know where they were and you quickly kind of looked down the aisles. Where did they go? And you couldn't see them. And there was a feeling that something's missed. Oh my God, you start to have a little bit of panic and fear in your life. Well, that's what people are having out there in the world. They've lost something so dear to them, and sometimes, unfortunately, they have forgotten what it was, or they didn't know what it was that they lost. They don't know that that's what they're looking for, and they're searching in every aisle, and they're searching in every store, and they're trying to find what they have lost, and they're buying all kinds of stuff, and they're trying all kinds of things because they want to find what it is they lost. And what they notice is a feeling of loneliness because they were created to be loved. And they were created to be loved by the source of love, God. And they were created to be loved by the source of God, which fulfills all things in man. And these people that know something is missing and feel lost and lonely are trying to fill that hole. And there's only one thing that will fill that hole. In all the world, there's only one thing that will fill that hole. And that is the love of God. And we have that. And we have that opportunity to be a blessing to other people in the world and to go out into the world and share with them the good news that you are loved. You are loved in all ways. You are loved by God. You've always been loved by God. You are created to be loved because God is love. And this is the message. And this is the gospel. And this is the good news in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.